forevermore. The Bible tells us a little bit about heaven. It says, there remaineth a rest for the people of God, and it's a glorious rest, and we'll rest from our labors. Now, we could have had that down here, but we wouldn't let God be God.
That's right.
We had the mind that we knew more than God did, and we could somehow make it without God. And God allowed Adam and Eve to find out their own selves, their need of God. And when they found their need of God, He showed up.
Yes.
And He showed up seeking them. And He made clothes for them, and He helped them. And we're just like Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Oh, man, I enjoyed that singing. I thank y'all for the compliments. I had it in my heart that I needed to do something. And I'll tell this. This probably won't do no harm to tell this. I was actually only going to write one card and send it to Joanne. And then I got to thinking about Sharon, telling what she did. I thought, well, I'll just send her a card too. And then I got to thinking about all of you. And I thought, well, that ain't no more than about 12. I'll just send all of them one.
Amen.
But you know, that's one thing about a little church. A little preacher can accommodate a little church really good. And it's really been a blessing. I was telling my daughter, this is the daughter that I got in trouble with. I told y'all that testimony about my pastor calling me into the office, said somebody sent me with another woman. I said, well, Brother Rick, you're going to have to help me. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, well, they did. And I said, well, it seemed like I already know something about it. He said, well, they seen you with another woman at the Goodwill store. And I said, okay, Brother Rick, that's my daughter. I have my daughter down there. I'm taking her to get her some things. And someone seen me with her and started a vicious accusation, rumor about me that I was out with another woman. I thought, I don't know something about that myself. So anyway, that's my daughter there I got with me today. And I'm glad to have her with me here today. I wish I could say I had all my family here with me today. Maybe the good Lord be willing, that might be true someday. But we'll look to the Word of God this morning. I want to get right into this message. Quite a bit of territory. I'll have to rush to get through it. But in 1 John chapter 4, right back there next to Revelations, 1 John chapter 4, I'm going to read several verses here. But I'm going to start in verse number 7, and I'm going to finish out the chapter, and then I will comment on a few of those previous verses in this message. 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse number 7, beloved. Now, when you see the word beloved, that means it's to the church.
Yeah.
We're beloved of God, and He says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Yeah.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Right.
No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in Him, and He in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Again, these three words: God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen.
Herein is our love. I like this word, made perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I like perfect. He made the captain of our salvation perfect.
Yeah.
But herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. There's that word again. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And I want to stop our reading right there. I want to preach today a message, attributes of love. And pray with me here, please. Lord, we thank You for this beautiful day. Lord, we thank You for these that are before us. Lord, these that are gathered today for the Word of God, for the testimony of the love of God and the testimony of Jesus. We thank You for these that are before us. Thank You for my daughter being here today. Lord, we confess our great need of Your help. Lord, You said without You we could do nothing. And Lord, I don't want to do nothing. I want to do the work of God. And I pray, Lord, dear Father, that You'd be somehow able to use me today. Help me to yield myself. Help my thoughts to be clear. Help my voice, Lord, to be clear. I pray not to stutter or stammer, but I pray with great plainness of speech. I deliver this message today. And Lord, no doubt a lot of people will hear this message today, thanks to the internet, and we pray for them also. Jesus said He prayed for others that weren't there. He said, I pray for other sheep that are not here. And Lord, we pray for these that might hear this message. May it have the same effect upon them that it has upon us. May it cause us to be drawn closer to You and have a greater love for You. And for all these things, we ask in Jesus' name, Your will to be done. Attributes of love. Twice it mentioned that God is love. And when you think about God, you think about God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We was in the world without God, without hope in the world. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And God sent His Son down here, a bridge, a way that we could have access or have ability to go to heaven. Yeah. Jesus made that, right. Made that bridge with that cross. Those attributes of love. God is love. Attributes. The word means a quality, a characteristic, a reputation, or a sign to someone. That word, attribute, that's what it means. See if I can get my brain working here. In Acts chapter 9, there's a woman there, Rita. Her name is Dorcas. Interpreted, maybe it's Tabitha interpreted Dorcas. What was the Flintstones daughter's name? Was it Tabitha?
Pebbles.
Pebbles. Thank you. Yeah, I sure know how dumb I am. Amen. Anyway, Dorcas. Dorcas, she had a reputation of loving people, Brother Mitchell. And she died.
Right.
And she died. And they went and sought out Peter. And they said, look at all this stuff made us. She had the attributes of love. They held in their hands the coats and things that Dorcas had made for them. And they petitioned Peter with those items that Dorcas had made for them. And Peter put them aside. And he came to Dorcas. And you know, he said, arise. And she arose and he presented her to the people.
Yes.
Those attributes of love.
Yeah.
The next chapter, Cornelius, a Gentile, gave alms much, prayed to God always. Peter was petitioned by a vision from God to go to him. And he was the first Gentile to not only get saved, see the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues. I talked about in Sunday school this morning. Unbelieving Jews present, couldn't argue with it. They baptized Cornelius, and even though Peter got in trouble for doing it, it was the right kind of trouble. It wasn't in trouble with God, just trouble with men. Yeah. I'm telling you, buddy, it really bothers me that people don't know no more Bible than they know, get tripped up in this, get caught up in this kind of carried away assimilation going on our day and time. I thank God for the Bible. I thank God that it's a strong tower. Yeah. I can run to it and find strength and find safety in the Word of God.
Yes, you can.
But Cornelius, he also had attributes. In Luke chapter number 7, there's a centurion. He's got a servant that's sick. Carolyn, he's sick to death.
Yeah.
And word is sent to Jesus. You know what they tell him, man?
Yeah.
They said he's worthy.
Amen.
They said he loved our nation.
Right.
They said he built for us a synagogue. And they said, Jesus, you ought to go to him and heal his servant. And Jesus said, I will go. And he sent word back. He said, don't come to me. I ain't worthy. You come under my roof. He said, just speak the word only, my servant. Jesus turned around and said, I've never seen faith like this, no, not in Jerusalem. See, he said, don't come, just speak. That's faith.
Amen.
He believed that the Lord, Phyllis, could just speak. And his servant be healed. That's faith.
Yes,
I mean, that's rare faith that you believe God could just speak, heal his servant, and he'd be healed. And he was made whole at that hour, the Bible said. But these attributes of love, we ought to all be guilty of having some attribute of love. Now, I wrote y'all a card this week, and that's kind of an attribute of love.
Yeah.
Someone said, well, you know, that's a real nice thing. Get that in the mail. You know, that's the least. The Bible said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Not being conformed to this world, be ye ready to transform by renewing your mind. You may prove what is that good, perfect will of God. You know, just little things.
Right.
I got a blessing just hearing Sharon talk about taking food over there to Joanne, trying to encourage her. I got blessed by that. I got blessed by the testimonies this morning of Rita. I got blessed by the testimony of Carolyn this morning. And I can tell that, you know, where it proceeded from was prayer.
Amen.
And God already moving on those prayers.
Yeah,
amen.
Right, right.
But oh, listen, these attributes of love, boy, they were manifested in Jesus. When Jesus came down to this earth, John chapter 8, verse 23, he said, I'm from above, you're from beneath. He stepped down to help us.
Yeah.
He had to lay aside his royal garments. He had to be clothed with humility.
Right.
He made no reputation of himself, but he took on the form of a servant. He didn't try to gain any glory. He tried to give all that he had away. He gave everything he had away. But when Jesus came down from this earth, he said, I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. His message was love. His motive was love. His ministry was love. His banner over me was love. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4. And he gave us a commandment to love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
My daughter's got a daughter, and her name's Brooke. And one day, she was real young, and I told her, I said, honey, I love you, but you're hard to love. And she did. She just made it so hard for you to love her, but I loved her in spite of that. But you know, I like it when it's easy to love someone. They don't put any stipulation. They don't bind you down. We sung that song, No Burden. Don't have to bear no more burdens.
Right.
You know, sometimes to love someone, you got to be burdensome to do it. It costs you a lot to love some people. But you know what? If your love's great enough, you'd be glad to pay it. But his message was love. His motive was love. His ministry was love. He healed them. He helped them.
Yeah.
He forgave them. Amen. But he told us to love one another.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, verse 40. Why do we need to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul? Why do we need to love our neighbor as ourselves? Easy answer.
That's right.
Love works no ill to its neighbor.
Amen.
You don't think about shooting nobody with an AR-15 if you love them.
No.
You don't think about beating them up. You don't think robbing them.
That's right.
But Hardy, you just love them.
Right.
You just want them.
Right.
You want them to know God.
That's right.
And you want them to know the real life. You know what? We have the love of this world. The Bible said friendship of this world is ending with God. And it said, if you get in that mess, it said you'll love the one and you'll hate the other. And you know, the friendship of this world, it gets us from time to time. We get caught up in the things of this world and forget about the love of God. But we need to learn how to love one another. Love works no ill to its neighbor. I'm telling you, we just need to learn to love one another. Amen.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with our schools today? I want this on this tape.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what's wrong with our schools today.
Amen.
You got some people that go to school and they want to learn.
Yeah.
Right.
They do. They want to learn.
Right.
You got other people, and when they go to school, they want to cause trouble.
Right. Amen.
You got people that obey the laws of the school, and then you got people that are rebels, and they don't want to obey the laws of the school, and they ought to be separated.
That's right.
They ought to leave the ones in there that want to learn and teach them things that they want to learn, and without interruption, without all this danger of being hurt in his school, maybe being beat up or shot or whatever.
Amen.
And those unruly rebels, those unruly that are there to cause trouble, put them in a military school. So they can learn the discipline that they need, Brother Ed, that they might be able to succeed in life.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, after school, they're going to throw you out, and you're going to have to somehow make it in this life.
Uh-huh.
That's what's wrong with our schools. They've made it a melting pot. They want to somehow do a social experiment with our children, see how it'd be to put these MS-13 in there, and they done killed two or three innocent kids.
Right.
That all they wanted to do was get an education, and they beat them to death in the restroom and stuff like that, and the politicians can't figure it out. I can figure it out. I'm not that smart. I'm dumb as a bunch of rocks. Get the troublemakers out of there. I'm trying to give these children an environment that they can come to school and save and learn the things they need to learn in life. And I'm telling you, make good grades without being distracted, without being beat up, and without being threatened here and there. I don't know how to fix it. Just get them out.
Right.
Get these troublemakers out.
Amen.
You got kids now, they're scared to go to school.
Yeah.
No wonder they're packing guns.
That's right.
And they're worried about their safety.
Yeah.
I don't know how this got in the message, but I'll tell you what to fix it. A good dose of love of God will fix it.
Yeah.
Love works no ill to his neighbor. When you got the love of God abiding, you'll love your neighbor.
Right.
That's right.
Romans 13:10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. They don't want to stab one another. They don't want to shoot one another. They don't want to beat one another up. They don't want to rob one another. They just want to love. Boy, wouldn't that be great? Can you imagine?
That's right. Amen.
If we could just somehow learn. I believe this. I can't take the Bible and prove it. But I do believe when we get to heaven, we'll learn war no more.
That's right.
I believe we'll take our spears and beat them into pruning hooks. I believe we'll take our swords and beat them into fly shears.
Right.
But we'll learn war no more. You see, God's love, so that if God's love, heaven's the home of God, we're going to have a home of love.
Right.
What's that old song, Gary? Since he gave me this heart of love, on and on we walk together in the hallelujah way. Since he gave me this heart of love, since he gave me this heart of love, I'm no longer dark above. There is something I can feel that lets me know that God is real. Since he gave me this heart of love. Well, some people's missing that. I mean, there's something they need to turn their frown upside down. They need to get the chip off their shoulder. They need to understand God's putting up with them. And I'll tell you right now, the same God that said he gave Jezebel space to repent went on to say she repented not. They better not tell anybody, not provoke God. They better tell God, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. not going to put up that forever.
No.
Matter of fact, I've been expecting men of vain here any day now.
Uh-huh.
We're taught of God, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9, to love one another. Now, we don't need no help hating one another.
No.
That's right.
But we do need the help of God.
Yes, we do.
To love one another. Oh, me. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who should have lived me in this body of death?" Romans chapter 7, verse 24. At least he's an honest man.
Yeah.
We need the help of God to love one another. Peter came to Jesus and said, "Lord, how oft shall I forgive my brother
yeah.
if he sinned against me? Seven times?"
Yeah.
That's a good Baptist answer.
Right.
But Jesus said, not seven times, but seven times 70.
Amen.
That's 490 times in one day. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 through 21. He said, by the love of God, you can forgive your brother
yeah.
490 times a day.
Amen.
Amen.
We do need the help of God to love one another.
Yeah.
If you're taught of God to love one another, then you're going to need the help of God to do it.
Yes, sir.
One said to Jesus, "Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Luke chapter 12, verse 13. He had that mine problem.
That's right. Yeah.
You ever seen kids play? I mean, there's a room full of toys.
Yeah. Right.
And there's one toy, and they're fighting. Mine. Pulling on it.
Yeah.
I mean, just pulling it too. Mine.
Yeah.
Here's right. A man come to Jesus. He said, "Lord, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Y'all think that's kind of funny, but listen, I worked at a factory. And I actually had a guy come to me one day, Rita. His name's David. I won't tell his last name. But he came to me and he said, "Don't the Bible say to share?" I mean, the red flag went up on that right there. I already knew something wrong right there. So I put my arm up real quick, Billy. I said, "Yeah, it does." He said, "Well, you didn't go over and tell Tony Barnett he should share that old time with me." And I said, "I ain't telling him nothing." But he got overtime. Hey, the only reason you didn't get it because you didn't try to get it. You don't think go over and try to tell him to share with you. But see, he's using the Bible
yeah.
as a crutch to somehow get his mind.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Jesus. he never was caught off guard.
No.
And that man that said, "Speak to my brother, Master, that he divided inheritance with me," and I'm sure he had a little humor in that.
Yeah.
Thinking, buddy, you brought nothing in this world, it's certain you're going to carry nothing out. Don't focus so much on what your brother got. Focus on what you got. But oh me, we got that mine
mm-hmm.
mentality. He loved them, they hated him. By the way, without a call, John 15:25. He came to them, they rejected him. John chapter 1, verse 11, he came to his own received him not. He healed them, they wanted to kill him. John 10:31, they took up stones to stone him. He told them why. Oh, this is good right here.
Yeah,
that's right.
He told them why they didn't love him, Rita. He said, "If God was your father, he said, you'd love me." St. John chapter 8, verse 42.
Right. Yeah.
See, he said, your problem is
right.
God ain't your father.
That's
see,
it.
We,
that's right.
We do the ostrich approach. Somebody said ostrich don't really put their head in the ground. But I watched a cartoon when I was a little boy, and I remember them. I remember putting their head in the ground.
Mm.
I remember them. And anyway, the problem is they got the wrong father. Brother.
Yeah, that's right. That's your
brother word. Harvey with the wrong father,
amen.
They can't love like they need to love, Joanne.
That's right.
See, we got to have the help of God to love one another. So the reason they cut people's heads off and film it, videotape it, and all the Akbar and all that bunch of stuff, they got the wrong father, Rita.
That's right.
Because Jesus said, if God was your father, he said, you'd love me. They wouldn't be cutting heads off Christians.
That's right.
I don't know if y'all know this or not, but they're cutting heads off Christians. They're not cutting heads off just anybody. I mean, if you're a Muslim, they won't cut your head off. When they come in these motels and start shooting people down dead, they always ask them, "Are you a Muslim?"
Yeah.
They say, "Yeah." They say, "Come on out, we'll kill the rest of them."
Yeah.
That's right.
But they get the wrong father, amen. Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right. Amen.
Jesus didn't just say, "You got the problem of the wrong father." He even told them who their father was. He said, "I'm going to go a little further so you'll understand what the problem is." He said, you're of your father, the devil. And he said, you'll do the works of your father.
Uh-huh.
Now, rather me misquote in any way what Jesus said, I'm just going to read it per diem. He said, you of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Boy, that must have went over pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
Then he went on to say, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. He told them their problem, Brother Ed, they got the wrong father.
That's right.
Then he told them who they had for a father.
Right.
Boy, they didn't like it.
They didn't want
to hear it. But I'll tell you what, when you get the right father, Brother Harvey, you start loving people.
Amen.
Right. That you may not have loved before.
That's right.
All of a sudden they look different.
Yeah, they do.
Man, everybody looks different. Breathing, they look different. You look at their different eyes.
That's right.
Their whole eyes are condemnation of God. Now their eyes are compassion is working. And you look and you say, well, bless his heart, I'll go over and help them out a little bit. I'll help them. I'll go over and see what I can do. I'm telling you, boy, God makes a difference, amen. And it's the right kind of difference. I wish we had more of it today. I see more of the works of the devil than I do the works of God. I'm telling you, if they had the right father, they could love one another. They could live together. They could have so-called world peace, but they'll never have peace because they got the wrong father, amen.
Good preaching.
I got the wrong father.
We got the right preacher. Come on, brother.
Amen.
He said our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. You know, I'm glad God said He could give us a new heart.
Yeah.
He said He'd take that old stony heart out. I remember my old stony heart, Brother Ed.
Yeah, boy.
Man, oh man, I was... It was difficult to be around me. I could see your faults. I couldn't see mine, but I could see yours.
That's right.
I found fault in you, and I might give you a cussing.
Yeah.
I might even threaten you.
Yeah.
And I might even kick you behind the end back before I got saved. Now.
Yeah, that's right.
But now that I got saved, boy, now I got saved. I've got the love of God about it.
That's right.
I've got the fleshly heart, not the old stony heart. I go out of my way now to love people. I try to find some way to help people now. I try to tell them about the love of God now, because I got the love of God about it. Since He gave me that heart of love, I went all over apologizing to people for the fool I was, for the things I did. And I said, I'm sorry.
Bless
and they was quick and ready to forgive me, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, God.
Boy, Jesus makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Bible said, he that hateth his brother is a murderer.
Right.
You know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. We've got to learn how to love, beloved.
That's right.
You know, this world, I know we're gazing stock. I know they watch us. I'll say this, Rita. When I first got saved, I wasn't real smart, but I was smart enough to know that people wanted to see me fail.
Yeah.
They wanted to see me fall.
You're exactly right.
Because if I could fall and fail, they wouldn't be under such condemnation and conviction about the difference in any way. If they could somehow see any way drinking again, somehow see any way cursing again, they say, man, I thought there was something to that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to make a liar out of them, Brother Jerry, trying to give God glory.
That's right.
And I know they're going to roll over and they're going to fall off the wagon any day. Well, it's been 30 years. I don't know if the wagons ain't got any wheels left on or not, fellas. But I'll tell you right now, if God allowed me to live 30 more years, I saw him 60 years later. I'm telling the glory to God. He done something for me. I owed a dad I could not pay. He paid a dad. He did not owe. And my you know, Jesus, he said in the book of Proverbs, my son, give me thine heart.
Yeah.
God knows if he got your heart, well, he's got your billfold.
Yeah, he does.
He's got your affections. He's got it all.
That's right.
if we just give our heart to Him.
That's right. Amen.
It'd be a good place. It'd be safe.
Yeah. That's right.
Old devil wants to get in my heart at times. I have to run him off.
That's right.
I say, get out of here, devil. You ain't welcome here no more. The Bible said not to give him no place to the devil. Some will give the whole place to him.
Amen.
Says resist him, he'll flee from you. I got news for you on the leash for a little season. He's coming back.
Man, that's right.
I'm ready for him.
Amen.
You know, it's amazing how the devil can slip up alongside you. Next thing you know, that's right. Yeah. I've done this. I'm sorry to admit this. But there have been a few times that before I realized that I was agreeing with the devil. And that's why we need that mind that was in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
If thou art not robbed, be equal to God. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
You know, if we keep the mind of Christ, we'll mind the things of God. And we won't be so vulnerable to the temptation. Our sons of Galatians morning about several things, but one of the things, brother, in sons of Galatians morning about the temptation of Christ.
Yeah.
How he was tempted, and like we are, yet without sin. Now, we couldn't pass those temptations, but he did.
Right.
And he passed with flying colors. The devil thought, well, I've never met one like this, and he never will meet another like him, because the only one like him in the world, amen. But the attributes of love, God has them, and we need them. They call those disciples Christians first in Antioch. And, I'd rather have somebody say, oh, Brother Eddie, boy, he's a good Christian than me go around blowing my trumpet saying,
yeah,
boy, I'm That's a good right. Christian. You know, that one Pharisee, he said that he seen this man over here, and man, they both went to church. And
yeah. Man,
that Pharisee looked over at him, and I have to admit, it's far from me exactly where it's at, but he said, I'm glad I'm not like other men. I pay my tithes, I fast.
Yeah.
I'm not like this publican over here. And, you know, in his eyes, he looked pretty good. That old publican, the Bible said he wouldn't even lift up his eyes. He just smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, to sinner.
Yeah.
Be merciful to me, a sinner. God said, right. That man never went to his house justified rather than the other. The one could see the faults in others, but he couldn't see his own fault.
That's right. One
was willing to admit he had fault, and he's willing to ask to be forgiven of those faults. And I'll tell you what, that's what we got to learn to do. To have the attributes of love, we got to get all fixed up, and we get all fixed up. We won't have no problem loving others, because our main problem will be fixed, and it's us, amen. That's what the biggest problem is, amen. We're bent. We're bent from the womb. Bible said we come out of the womb speaking lies.
Yeah. That's right.
Before I forget this, I meant to say this when I first got up there. Joanne, Bible said in Psalms chapter 39, verse 4. Lord, help me to know how frail I am. Sometimes we don't need no help. We can figure it out on our own.
That's right.
These old frail bodies, they're going to give way one day.
That's right.
But praise God, we got a better one waiting.
That's right.
I'm kind of like a caterpillar in a cocoon. I can't wait to come out with wings. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll make my, they call it metamorphosis, whatever you want to call it. I'll make my transformation this mortal, put on immortality.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, buddy, this life right here, buddy, will end, but the new one will start, and it goes on forever. My daughter set the time on my truck on the way over here, but that old angel said time will be no more. No more calendars needed.
Right.
No more watches needed. No more time clocks needed.
Yeah.
Praise God, time's no more. We got eternity. Don't have to worry about nothing, Carolyn. We can sing all we want. We can shout all we want. We can run up down streets of gold all we want. We can enjoy heaven. It's cold, baby. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. Where I am, you may be also. Where he is, we're going to be one day.
And
the sooner the better, hallelujah. I'm about to have my field down there. I don't enjoy it like I used to, brother.
No.
I used to enjoy it down here, but I don't
no
more.
No.
I'm here reminded I'm ruined. For this world, I just don't fit in no more.
No.
They call me fanatic, rightly so I am, always will be. Man, nobody never done for me what he done for me.
That's right.
Those attributes of love, boy, we need them. We need them in our schools. Yeah. You know, when I was in school, let me try to shut this thing down here. When I was in school, you know, the attitudes was doing others as you'd have them doing to you. They taught us that in school.
Yeah.
I remember the principal reading it over the intercom. Doing others. I mean, they taught us to love and forgive one another.
Right. Amen.
Now, buddy, they say,
we got your back, do whatever you want to do. They condone this type of behavior.
That's right.
And there's no judgment in the land. It's fallen backwards. And truth falling in the streets. And now they just turn the eye and hope it'll go away. Oh, look, it's going to go away one day, but it ain't going to go away like they think it's going to go away. I'm telling you, buddy, the heaven's going to open, and the earth's going to be gone, and there's going to be a great white throne, and the small and great are going to stand before God, and they're going to be judged, and the books are going to be opened up, and death and hell is going to give up those which are in it. So I'm going to let John witness for us this week.
Yeah.
His name's Kent. I said, Kent, Revelation there says, verse 13, I believe it is, of Revelation chapter 19. It says, death and hell gave up those which are in them. I said, you saying hell's Gehenna? I said, well, if it is, it's going to give up those which are in them. They're going to be judged. And I said, did you notice that verse 15, Kent? They're going to be cast into the lake of fire.
That's right.
That wasn't good enough for him, Ed.
That's right.
I read for him the last verse of the book of Isaiah.
Yeah.
And he said they're going to go over and they're going to look down there.
Yeah, that's right.
To those in that lake of fire. And they're going to be in horror to all flesh.
Yeah.
And they're going to look and they're going to see them down there tormented.
That's right.
That's right.
In the fire.
Amen. That's right.
He just can't get it.
That's right.
He just can't get it. Mm-hmm. I ain't give up on him. Don't get me wrong. I told him, I said, Kent, you have to need one to teach you again, buddy. Man, he's like a parrot. All he knows is what they taught him.
Oh, absolutely.
I told him, I said, study the Bible for yourself.
That's right.
Learn for yourself.
Right.
Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little. There a little. There ain't no shortcuts.
Right.
Just get in. Ask God to help you. And you'll find in there everything you need.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for the message today. Thank you for these bearing with me. Allow me, Lord, to deliver this message. Lord, I just pray, God, that not only your will be done, if anything needs to be done, but I pray, God, honor and glory be given to you for anything said and done. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please. And